So obviously, just we're thrilled to get the victory today, and great to get a shout out victory against Northwestern. Knew that would be hard, and just really pleased with our guys. We had a really good week of practice and preparation. Guys worked hard, and they came in here focused and played tough today. And one thing, we share with our players all the time, rarely is anything easy in conference play, and there certainly is nothing automatic, and all you got to do is look around the country every day. It's just how it is. So a lot of good things out there to please with. Probably the most important thing coming in was playing clean football, making sure that we protected the football. We did a great job of that, certainly, and came up with one takeaway, which got us started. But those fourth down stops, too, are basically kind of the same thing. So but the defense really did a good job on that. Good to get a touchdown down the red zone. Explosive play right off the bat. That was good. Yeah, I think we'll see what the film looks like. But I think there's some run game improvement. Hopefully something we can build on there. And then, beyond that, I think the next man in, a couple guys out. Certainly leaving Brendan back home. That was tough. Nate being out, leading Christian Welch out again. So, LaPorte of ours did a good job at the tight end position. Obviously Tyrone took advantage of his opportunity to get more snaps out there and did a good job, made some big plays for us, and really did a lot of good things blocking on top of that. Amir, I think, helped fill that void a little bit. And then the two young linebackers, both Dylan Doyle and Jack Campbell, for Christian. So, and Crow with Dane Felton in there, too. And just, it's good to get our DBs back. I mean, that's really been helpful here the last couple weeks. So, that really makes us a better football team. And, what can I say about the defense? Obviously, very, very pleased with what they did on top of that. So, it's always good. Bottom line is we just encourage our players right now to really enjoy this win. It finishes up another block of our season, a five-game block. So we really want them to enjoy it and celebrate it a little bit. And, we'll start thinking about the future here probably Wednesday, somewhere in that ballpark outside, looking at the film. So, you look backwards here. We were 4-0 at one point, two straight losses. And the question is, how's our team going to respond? And, just really pleased with our leadership. I think the culture that's in place, and it's all driven by our players. Very, very happy about that. From there, we'll hopefully continue to move forward and build on it. And then just the last thing I'll say is I just want to thank our fans again. They've been great at home. They traveled well today, certainly, and stayed right through the best day weather-wise, but they stayed and enjoyed it and really helped bring us home. So we appreciate them being here and supporting the team. That's all I have for questions.
First half, you guys take the Delia game and just want to punt and go to the locker room. In the second half, you get a fourth down, and they're in the field and you go for it. It looked like a quick kick formation, maybe, but what was the difference between philosophies there?
The first half, there was nothing early in the game. I don't think if we give them good field position, gives them a chance to get some points before half. Time. We're sitting there 10-0, I guess, at that point, right? So, we didn't make it on three. Just get it down there and get out of there. And, second half, a little different situation, maybe.
Was this a day where a 10-0 lead felt pretty good as compared to other times?
Yeah, yes and no. It felt good. Certainly better than being down 10-0. But, we've had a history here. I mean, we've seen some wild things happen here at Evanston against us, unfortunately. So, until we were in that last 5 minutes, it was hard to feel good about anything, quite frankly.
Chauncey mentioned you guys having a really good week of practice, and you've brought it up. What was unique about this week, or was there something unique about it?
I think they felt like their tempo was better. The guys have been doing a good job. I think our team's growing and improving, and we got a lot of young guys playing right now. It's not like we got a bunch of seniors playing defensively. So everybody, if we're doing things right, we're getting better and improving during the course of the week. It's something we try to really emphasize with our players, the importance of it. And I think it did spill over the way the defense, they're wired into what we're asking them to do, and they did a really good job during the week. And our Scott teams do a good job, too. I mentioned Devontae Young had a big tackle on that one kickoff down there. Nice, nice play. He wears our defense out running pass routes. That's the example of what I'm talking about with leadership and culture. Here's a senior who's, playing as a freshman. Now he's in a whole different realm. He's found a niche for himself. He's really helping our team win, not only as a special teams guy, but help our defense get ready during the course of the week.
Much more cash defense this week. Was that a matter of just players being healthy, or was there another reason?
More so just because of our opposition and how you match up. So every game you go with certain game plans, and then other factors, obviously, that we're more comfortable with Dane now. Dane Melton 6 weeks ago versus right now. He's really accelerating right now. We're developing a real trust and comfort level with him.
Are you going to see again against Wisconsin?
Wisconsin looks a little different. Obviously I've seen film but haven't studied it, but they're a little different DNA.
Your pass protection seemed to be really strong today for the most part. I mean, do you feel like you're making the strides you want to make in that area?
Yeah, I thought run and pass. We did some good things. There were a couple times when purple shirts came into our backfield, run or pass. And we got eliminated. say that. It's hard to run the football, the guy penetrating. I'm talking about down guys, not the blitzes necessarily, but down guys in movement. So it seemed like, you know, we'll look at the film. It seemed like we made strides today. It seemed like, for the most part, Nate had good protection. We just got to keep chipping away and keep working. And to the point I made earlier, for us to be a good team, if you look at any of our really good teams, they've gotten better with every week, every month. And that'll be our focus after we relax here for a little bit. We need a little time away. And that Wednesday, we'll start thinking about getting better as a football team.
Is there a play? Chauncey really seems to be coming into his own in defensive. And just talk about his consistency.
You know, it's a whole front four, if you think about it. You know, they all played last year, but none of them started. Mm-hmm. None of them were asked to play for an entire game. And we're still rotating guys around. But just what I'm talking about, the last two, you know, good players get better. That's what they're supposed to do. And Chauncey's hardly a grizzled veteran, right? So, you know, he's playing on pass rush situations now. He's playing a lot more. He's playing down over the guard. So it's fun to watch these guys, you know, continue to move and grow, you know, move in the right direction. And that's, if our good players are getting better, that gives us a chance, because certainly younger guys like Dave Belton, you know, have just such a window, because, you know, with all due respect, they didn't know anything 12 weeks ago. Sure. So now they're starting to, you know, maybe gain some traction.
It looks like Tyrone has added some sophistication to his routes, and I think the route he scored on, because I don't know if he could do that earlier in the season.
I mean, it's ditto here. It's the same thing, right? You know, Tyrone was a good athlete in high school and a tremendous young person, great family. So that's what attracted us to him. And we didn't know running back, receiver, although he did make a move as a running back. I remember Tom Moore's at practice last year during a bye week. We just caught eyes, you know, after he made this move. But the problem was, or the question was, you know, what's he going to end up doing? But, yeah, it's all learned. You know, I mean, you learn how to play football in my life. And so, yeah, he's gotten better. I'll say the same thing about Amir. Amir's a much better player than he was last year or 2 years ago. So the whole idea is for guys to keep pushing, and that'll be our quest here once we get going again Wednesday.
When did Whedon get hurt, and then Sam Laporta emerges today? Where did that come from?
Well, yeah, Sam's been doing a good job. Nate got hurt, to answer your question, Wednesday morning, I believe, in practice. You know, didn't look like much, but it's a strain, so he couldn't go. But, you know, Sam's been gaining ground. Sean's been gaining ground, and so this just kind of forced us to put him in the water. Maybe it's a good thing, you know, because when there's nothing else, you got to put a guy in there, right? And sometimes you need to push on those things. So really pleased with him. It was a nice, really nice effort on the one that he didn't get. But, you know, those kinds of things are things that we can build off of.
And then Tyler Goodson coming out of running back in the second half, was that designed to give your offense a booster?
I mean, we used all the guys, so they all did a good job, I think. But, yeah, Tyler's, same thing, talking about young players like Belton. You know, Tyler's learning what to do, and he's doesn't seem to be overwhelmed out there and hasn't looked out of place at all any time this season. So, yeah, we'll keep using him too.
Can you talk about the comfort level that the defense gave you? I mean, to take delay a game at the end of the first half, you're putting on the defense at that point.
Well, yeah, we felt pretty good. Again, going back to the first thing, you know, playing clean football is going to be really big today on our list. At least that was probably number one. And, you know, you hope you think you know and all that stuff. Right. Until you get in the game and the game starts going, you're really never quite sure what's going to happen. And you better have a plan if things aren't going the way you hope they do. So, but it worked out where our defense was playing really well. They seemed to be in a real groove, and it goes back to that practice, I think. I don't know, Phil felt good about the way we came off the field Tuesday and Wednesday, so that always makes you sleep better. And then it just kind of worked that way. So, you know, but you really can't afford to take your foot off the gas, but at least that does alter your thinking and your strategy, and weather factors into it as well.
Forgive my ignorance on this one, but downfield cut blocks are now illegal.
You're asking the wrong guy. I apparently don't know anything about the rules anymore. And boy, you opened the door for me. I've had a long, we took a little detour with the TV guys. They're you know, good crew. I talked to them on Wednesday, you know, for away games. And I think went on about a 10-minute dissertation. I can trump that, though, because last night, Mark DeLeon, who was one of our young guys years ago, you know, the Chiefs for, with 5-6 years with Andy Reid, and I was up here at the Paris coaching linebackers. So I asked him about the 10-2 rule that we have in college. He looked at me like I had four heads. Like, what are you talking about? We have just made these rules. I'm not mad at all at the officials, but the rules that have been, you know, I mean, we got to go back, and I got to reread the rule book. I mean, we're afraid to cut anymore. And the worst cut I've seen to got called was Michigan State did a blitz pickup against these guys. Mm-hmm. You know, safety run up the A gap, he got cut. A little bit outside in, but I mean, if you're a defensive back and you just run through this little seam, what do you think's going to happen? Chasing the quarterback, right? But my frustration is you're not asking guys to play defense. There used to be a time when you had to play defense. If you did play defense, you protect your legs. But we've gone so far off the tangent. I mean, it's over here now. More than frustrated about this whole situation. So anyway, that's the way it goes. Hang on, change this week or next week or the week after. So maybe in the out of season. I've done one significant thing in my career. I got the onside kick rule changed, right? All right, after we got screwed twice. I wasn't mad at the officials, but it's like that shouldn't be a reviewable play because it's hard to officiate. So maybe before I get done, maybe I can get this thing at least tweaked where it's semi-normal, but I'm not optimistic on that.
Coach Joe Evans had some big plays today. Can you talk about his development at the end?
Same thing about, young players and what you see in practice. He really started getting our attention last December, but more so maybe in spring football, where he just, we were fooling around that hybrid position, whatever, graduates and good guys. And he just goes hard. He goes hard. He likes playing football. Great, great young guy. So I think maybe he's found a home right now, and I thought he did a really nice job last week getting a push on the right tackle from our opponent last week. So hopefully this will give him some confidence. Carve out a little niche for him, too, a little role for him moving forward. That'd be great.
One or two more?
Seems like, 8 games in after last year, you put up a lot of points for the tight ends. This team's kind of embracing winning ugly. Chauncey said we're fine with it getting sticky. Are you happy to hear something like that?
It worked in 04, and we'll take whatever formula we have to. And it's probably going to change week to week. Down the road, there's going to be one of those, 38, 33 games or whatever. But that's how football works. Whatever it takes to win the game that day, that's really what's important. So, today our defense did a great job. They've been playing pretty darn good. So to me, it's just me. If you can only choose one thing, you start on defense. Any sport, if you can play defense, you got a chance to win games. So I'm okay with that, and I'm okay if we score points too. Not against that.